Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling news. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Live from the Dean's Den. Hello again, wrestling fans. The Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, with you. And already, the match that you saw on SmackDown that was announced is not going to happen at WrestleMania. Well, welcome to WTF WWE Part 2. And yes, a lot of things are changing with this supposed WrestleMania. And it's been going on for several days. For those of you who listen to the Thursday night show here on Blog Talk Radio, we already announced that Roman Reigns will not be wrestling Goldberg for the SmackDown Universal Championship. In fact, earlier today, word came out that Braun Strowman will have that title opportunity. Don't know how that's going to work out, but most likely it does seem like, obviously, then Goldberg will be continuing to keep the Universal title. But here is the situation. What was announced on SmackDown, which was going to be The Miz and Morrison against The Usos and The New Day in a ladder match for the SmackDown tag team titles, will not happen. The Miz is sick, and I don't know whether he has been sent home or whether he is just staying there in Orlando and just being quarantined. Not sure. But instead, what will happen, and they'll probably figure some way to either announce this on Monday's Raw or on the SmackDown show on Friday, is that Morrison himself will be facing one of the Usos in a ladder match. Now, not sure as far as whether the titles will be on the line or not. There's no information regarding that at all. Well, this is... this has been quite a change here. There were some stories out earlier that Cesaro and Asuka were pulled, and apparently that is not true. Both wrestlers were on matches that included the WrestleMania tapings in Orlando. It's apparently, according to Dave Meltzer, the situation is that Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross wound up going against Asuka and Kairi Sane, the Kabuki Warriors, for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. Now, on the Go Home SmackDown on Friday, then John Cena will be expected to, of course, accept the challenge of Bray Wyatt for a Firefly Funhouse match. Again, this is all... you know, this all changes from day to day, hour to hour. Andrade, who was supposed to, along with Angel Garza, go up against the Street Profits for the Raw tag team titles, will not be on the WrestleMania match because he was injured on Raw. So he was pulled. There will apparently be an angle to explain on Monday night. And instead, Austin Theory from NXT will be put in Andrade's place. So, you know, this happens all the time. Understandable. You know, it's the wrestling business, and people get hurt. It just is the case. But in a situation where you've got people who you don't know whether they're going to be around or not because of the fact that they might wind up being sick, which is the case for Dana Brooke and for Rey Mysterio, then all of a sudden everything completely changes. And in fact, as those of you who are listening to this coming off of SmackDown saw, Tamina Snuka was brought in and apparently is now going to be the fifth person in the women's title match, replacing Brooke. So that's another change. It's just another situation. Oh, now as I sit here and I see that changes are happening, here's a big hot rumor, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get this out because, boy, if this happens, well, it's not going to happen, but guess who is putting himself over on Twitter again? Said, "I'm here for you, Willie G, if you need anything, like a new opponent for WrestleMania. Just let not your bro know." And, of course, that is one half of the NXT Tag Team Champions, Matt Riddle. So Matt Riddle can't help but try to go ahead and put himself over on this stuff. So here's another one that's happening. Buddy Murphy, who was supposed to be on with Seth Rollins, it says that he, quote unquote, was not cleared to appear on the program, and he was not at the WrestleMania tapings. So who knows what's going on with this. Many people have called for this whole WrestleMania thing to be canceled, including yours truly. But Vince was bound and determined that he was not going to let anything stand in the way. So, here's the situation. It says that Vince was the only person who thought WWE should just go on forward WrestleMania. He wanted WrestleMania to happen in early April, and who wanted WWE move forward with the plan to tape it. So, apparently, he oversaw all of the WWE tapings at the Performance Center, including most, if not all, of the WrestleMania tapings. You would think that with his age, and that being obviously put at a higher risk for coronavirus, that he might do the smart thing and stay home. And of course, also being a well-known germaphobe, which for those of you who saw Dynamite on Wednesday, the Brody Lee steak dinner sketch was a shot at Vince and his well-known germophobia, and also his belief that nobody should ever be sick. Sick is a sign of weakness to Vincent Kennedy McMahon. So, we'll find out when Vince goes into quarantine that he shouldn't have done it. So, what happened also, Bobby Lashley was supposed to face Aleister Black, but Bobby Lashley was quarantined because he had been in South Africa the week before to do promotional work for a WrestleMania tour, post-WrestleMania tour. And so he wasn't on the WrestleMania builds. He had already apparently taped the match. Lana was not with him for this because she'd been away filming a sci-fi action movie with Bruce Willis called Cosmic Sin in Georgia. So let's slow down here. We're running ourselves too quick here. Lana was filming this movie in Georgia, but then they stopped filming, and so she was there and apparently did work with Lashley and Black for the taping. So a cold match with no build up whatsoever, and it's on WrestleMania. Now, what are you going to do, folks? I mean, Vince, seriously, WTF, WTF, okay? For those who were listening on Thursday, we broke the news that Teddy Hart had been arrested earlier that day because he had been in a physical altercation with Maria Manic. Now, this is serious. I mean, he's already been arrested twice in the past month. Once for attempted possession and sale of controlled substance, aka steroids, and then a second arrest a week later for a violation of that house arrest. Now, he was arraigned Friday morning in Richmond, Virginia, and had been charged with strangulation resulting in bodily harm. And so now this is the possibility with this. He could potentially face 3 to 5 years in jail for this assault. Now, it's something. That's, you know, you just don't know right now, guys. It's something else. It is absolutely something else. Now, big news from Ring of Honor. It's come up that Rey Orus has, who many of you might know as Dragon Azteca Jr. from Lucha Underground, has signed a contract with Ring of Honor. His second match in Ring of Honor, Orus, Bandido, and Flamita, who are being called Mexi Squad, won the six-man tag team championship from Villain Enterprises, which consists of Ring of Honor Booker, Marty Scurll, Brody King, and Flip Gordon. So he is apparently now going to be, at least for the time being, he will be AAA and Ring of Honor. So let's, yeah, so, yeah, so, you know, right now it's a little hard to, determine all these situations because, of course, right now, with no live events happening anywhere for any of the Big Four or for the independents, it's real difficult. So, so real quick, everything that's going on with that. This whole situation right now. Having to work all of this, bit by bit, day by day. And so In fact, right now, Double or Nothing. We're not sure at this point whether or not the AEW pay-per-view, which is their next one, which is scheduled for May 23rd, is going to take place. Right now everything is on a wait and see basis. Las Vegas is shut down. I was watching earlier today on TMZ Live, for those of you who are listening in other countries and might not get that show. It's a celebrity gossip show. And they had magician Chris Angel on, and he's one of the big acts in Las Vegas, and he was showing the strip, and it is empty. You can walk down the actual physical street. There are no cars. So, you know, it's a big situation right now, and so everything that's happening is just, you know, kind of wait and see. And of course, obviously, with that, there's a lot of changes right now. Most TV shows, the hosts, presenters, as some of you might call them, are operating out of their homes. They're not being allowed to leave and go to actual studios. So, Backstage, which is the WWE studio show on Fox, was doing their show, and Renee Young and Booker T and Xavier Woods were doing the show. They were hosting from their particular houses when all of a sudden at Renee's house you hear a dog bark, and then the next thing you know, right into the kitchen walks John Moxley, who of course is Renee Young's husband, but also the AEW World Heavyweight Champion. So Booker T yells out cameos. Xavier Woods just starts laughing. It's a absolutely hilarious bit. You can find video of it on Twitter. Chris Kazama from ESPN posted it, and he labeled it Wildcard Rules During the Quarantine. So for those of you who are on Twitter, you can see that then. Now, real quickly for our regular Thursday night listeners, we just confirmed I confirmed a guest earlier this evening, clear out of the plain blue. Sin Bodhi, also known during his time in WWE as Kizarni, will be joining us on Wrestling Authority Radio right back here. For those of you who are listening to this live on Blog Talk Radio, on Thursday night at 8-7 Central Time. It is also available post live on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, and Spotify, and numerous other places, just like this show is. So, those are the things that are happening right now. And so, with that, I'm going to go ahead and end a little bit early on this episode, and we will be talking to y'all on Thursday with Sin Bodhi, and I will be back here next Friday for the pre-WrestleMania edition of Live. So just everybody take care out there, and we will talk to you next week. Goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.